Good morning, everyone. John Hockenberry here with Amy Holmes. Big news in the music world. Kind of a detective story, Ms. Holmes. Ooh. I guess I'm your Watson. Right? Yeah, there we go. Big news in the music world. It's a classical music world. But let's set it in context a little bit. All right, what if we found, buried in some box of old magnetic tapes, a recording from long before Elvis Presley of a 7-year-old Carl Perkins in a never-before-heard version of his song Blue Suede Shoes?
One for the money, two for the show, three to get ready, now go cat go, don't you?
Listen to him, unseasoned, a 7-year-old Carl Perkins. Well, of course, it would be huge if we did find something like that, and of course, that's a total fake. We put that together with our talented news producer, MJ Davis. But this music from a 7-year-old is absolutely real. Piano piece in G being performed by Florian Biersack on the harpsichord, recorded by the Mozart Society. Okay, maybe Mozart was 8 when he wrote this, but it's one of 2 pieces of music that have been in possession of the International Mozarteum Foundation since 1864, and its research department director, Dr. Ulrich Leisinger, was responsible for identifying these 2 pieces as authentic Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. He joins us from Salzburg, Austria. Good morning, sir.
Morning, how are you doing?
And congratulations. Also with us here in the studio is our friend Terrence McKnight, host of WNYC's Evening Music. First of all, Mr. Leisinger, how challenging was it to identify this music?
Well, this was a great moment. We checked carefully for all the pieces within this volume of Mozart, from the Mozart family, and when I got the feeling that these might be pieces by the young Mozart, this was really an exciting moment, and we had to do quite some extra work to make it sound and proof, so that we can now say with almost certainty these are pieces by the young Mozart. Hmm.
So Terrence McKnight here in the studio, it seems like there's sort of 3 Mozarts you get in the enormous body of work that Mozart has. There's the little kid stuff, and it seems like this is an example of that. There's the absolute brilliant genius stuff, and then there's the stuff he was writing to pay the bills because he was a desperate sort of financially composer throughout most of his life. What do you hear in this music?
Well, in this music, now that we know that it's Mozart's, you really get a sense of the direction that he was going. I mean, this kid was about 8 years old. He was probably on tour when he wrote this music, and his father was really trying to show Europe his genius. So you get a sense, when you compare this to other music that's in this same book, you get a sense of really how advanced he was as an improviser and how his thoughts start to come together just in terms of, his arrangements or his voicing. And so you really get a sense of the direction that he's going into.
And let's listen to a clip from the 2nd piece that was identified by Ulrich Leisinger. Here it is. It's called Concerto Movement in G, also on the harpsichord. So Ulrich Leisinger, this music was not written actually for the harpsichord, was it? It was written for the more modern instrument, the forte piano, which was the very early beginnings of the piano as we know it, right?
No, we think that it was actually a harpsichord piece because
really?
The Mozart family did not yet own a forte piano of their own. And on their grand tour in places like Paris and Brussels or where they were, the harpsichord was still the favorite instrument. And perhaps in London, they really learned to know the first modern pianos.
Professor, the pieces have long been in the possession of the foundation. Why now did you make this discovery?
Yeah, this is really related to the story of a facsimile edition where we prepared a careful study of everything that's contained in Nannerl's music book, the book that Leopold set up for his 8-year-old daughter for keyboard lessons, and where the young Mozart also wrote in or had his earliest pieces written in. And since Nannerl's music book is celebrating, so to speak, its 250th anniversary this year, this was the time we were really working hard on this manuscript, and so we can come up with this news.
Well, first of all, congratulations. I'd like to extend my congratulations also, but I'm wondering, Now, you were the first person to kind of identify, you know, aha, this might be Mozart. I'm wondering what gave, like, your predecessors pause about this being Mozart's score.
Yeah, the piece is without an author's name within the Nannerl Notenbuch, and it has been regarded as a fairly weird piece, so there are other people around who confirm that this piece somehow is outside of the typical repertoire of Salzburg of the day. And now we really looked at the handwriting, and it looked as if this was a composing score by Leopold, because there are quite a number of corrections. On the other hand, from the little what you have heard, this is not the music that a very experienced composer would have written. So there's something strange with the music, and this combination of the script of Leopold and music which is, so to speak, younger than Leopold, that fits exactly the situation of the very young Mozart, who was able to play nicely on the piano but could not yet write music himself.
Well, Dr. Ulrich Leisinger, Director of the Research Department of the International Mozarteum Foundation, thanks so much for that and congratulations. And let's listen now. So, Terrence, it's young. That's how they identified it, Ulrich Leisinger says. It's also classic Mozart. When you hear this piece, what other Mozart comes to your mind? Don Giovanni?
maybe the seats of Don Giovanni are in this. I mean, you really get a sense of perhaps of the voicings that he uses in his concertos. I mean, the simplicity of that repeated kind of bass line, dum, 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 dum. I mean, this shows up. I mean, and if we listen to enough of this, you'll start to hear like shades of Sebastian Bach. So you get a sense that, you know, that he was either studying or that he encountered some of Bach's music. In fact, on this tour, he encountered Bach's son. And so, and some of Bach's son's music is incorporated in this book for his sister, this music book for Nannerl, this comes from.
One foot in the Baroque and definitely one foot in all that came after the Romantic era and everything. Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, he already had 600 pieces. He's got two more. Terrence McKnight, thanks so much.
Thank you, John.
Our friend Terrence McKnight, host of WNYC's Evening Music, on two more pieces of Mozart discovered in Salzburg.